The iPad may be Apple's newest offering, but when the company announced quarterly earnings yesterday, one of the stars of the show wasn't just the company's hot new tablet computer. It was an old stalwart. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Apple's income rose 78% over last year at this time to $3.25 billion. The company sold over 3 million iPads, and it's edging up on 2 million iPhone 4s. But it was the sale of good old Mac computers that took analysts like Gartner's Mike McGuire by surprise.
In the hullabaloo and all the news about the iPad in the last quarter, and then the iPhone 4, and then everything after the iPhone 4 launched, people forget they still sell computers.
Some analysts also believe that the iPad, which lets users surf the web, read email and books, and do other tasks, might have slowed the sale of Apple computers. But that clearly wasn't the case. The company sold 3.5 million computers, up about a third over last year. Looking ahead, analyst McGuire wonders if bad press about reception problems with the iPhone 4 will hurt sales as it launches in other markets around the world.
Will everybody in the other markets be as focused on the last month as we in the U.S. have been?
During a conference call, COO Tim Cook didn't seem to think that the bad press was hurting sales in the U.S. Cook says that iPhone 4s are flying off the shelves as fast as Apple can make them. Cook also emphasized that the company had not made too few of the phones on purpose to create a shortage just to get buzz. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.